Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Psachim Daf Lamed Ches. So the three points we're going to focus on: number one, Rav Asi said, "Iso shemaisu sheining adiver b'mir patur min achala, adiver chuchamim chayevus b'chala." Dough made from grain of maisur sheni, according to b'mir, is patur from chala. According to the chuchamim, it's chayev in achala. Rashi explains, based on the Mishnah and Kedushan Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis, the b'mir holds that maisur sheni is mamon gavoa; it's considered divine property, and chala is only taken from one's personal dough. Based on the pasuk states that a chal is taken maritzo sechem from your doughs, the chamim hold that maaser sheni is mamon hedyot, its personal property, and therefore one would be chayv in taking challah from it. Rav Asi continues that this machlokas regarding maaser sheni between Rabbi Meir and the chachamim applies to matzos made from maaser sheni and also to an esrog of maaser sheni, where Rabbi Meir says one cannot fulfill his obligation with them, and the chachamim say that one can. The pasuk regarding an esrog states ulkachtem lechem, and you should take for yourselves, implying that an esrog must be your own. And in regards to eating matzos from maaser sheni, Rava said, and some say it was Rabbi Yemir bar Shlemya, that by means of a gezer shava of lechem lechem, connecting challah to lechem oni, we learn that just as challah must be made from dough that is yours, so too regarding matzah, you must eat from matzah that is yours. Point number two, the Gemara seeks the source for the ruling in the Mishnah that stated, challah satoda rikike nazir, the loaves of a toda offering and the wafers of a nazir's offering, if he made them for himself, he can't fulfill his mitzvah with them. But if he made them from the marketplace, he can. Rava said that the pasuk states, "Ushmartem es matzos," and you shall safeguard the matzos. Matzah mishtamerish l'shem matzah. This teaches that only matzah that is guarded from becoming leavened for the sake of matzah may be used to mekayim the mitzvah, excluding those which are guarded not for the sake of the mitzvah matzah, but l'shem zevach, for the sake of the offering. Rav Yosef argues and brings a different pasuk that states, "Shivas yamim matzos tochelu," 7 days you shall eat matzahs. Matzah necheles shivas yamim. This teaches that only matzah that can be eaten for 7 days may be used for the chiyuv matzah, excluding these which are not eaten for 7 days, el yom v'lelo, but for 1 day and one night. Braises are brought to support each opinion. Point number three: the Gemara seeks the reason why cheles atoda rikike nazir, the loaves of the toda offerings and the wafers for the nazir's offering, when made to be sold in the marketplace, can be used for matzah. Rabbi answers, kol ashuk imuchi mimlach. One anticipates changing his mind vis-a-vis all the matzahs that he makes for sale. The person says to himself, imizdabin mizdabin, if they're sold for a person's Torah or nazir offering, they're sold. But if they're not sold, I'll fulfill my chiyuv for matzah with them. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rav Asi said, iso shalmaiser sheni l'divrei Rav Meir patur min achala, divrei chachamim chayevus b'chala. Dough made from grain of maaser sheni, according to Rav Meir, is patur from chala. According to the chachamim, it is chayev in chala. Rashi explains, based on the Mishnah and Kedushin Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis, that Rav Meir holds that maaser sheni is mamon gavoa, considered divine property, and challah is only taken for one's personal dough, based on the pasuk that states that challah is taken meriso sechem, from your doughs. The chachamim hold that maaser sheni is mamon hedyot, personal property, and therefore one is chayev to take challah from it. Rav Asi continues that this machlokas is regarding maaser sheni between Rav Meir and the chachamim applies to matzahs made from maaser sheni and also to an esrog of maaser sheni. Rav Meir says one cannot fulfill his obligation with them, and the chachamim say that one can. The pasuk regarding an esrog states, ulkachtem lechem, and you should take for yourselves, implying that an esrog must be your own. And in regards to eating matzos from maaser sheni, Rava said, and some say it was Rav Yemer bar Shlemya, that by means of a gezer shava of lechem lechem, connecting challah to lechem oni, we learn that just as challah must be from a dough that is yours, so too regarding matzah, you must eat from matzah that is yours. Point number two, the Gemara seeks the source of the ruling in the Mishnah that stated, challah satoda rikike nazir, the loaves of a toda offering, and the wafers of a nazir's offering. If he made them for himself, he can't fulfill his mitzvah with them. But if he made them for the marketplace, he can. Rava said, the pasuk states, "Ushmartem es matzos," and you shall safeguard the matzos. Matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. This teaches that only matzah that is guarded from becoming leavened for the sake of matzah may be used to mekayim the mitzvah, excluding these which are guarded not for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah, but l'shem zevach, for the sake of the offering. Rav Yosef argues and brings a different pasuk that states, "Shivas yamim matzos tochelu." 7 days you shall eat matzos. Matzah nechel is the shivas yamim. This teaches that only matzah that can be eaten for 7 days may be used for the chiyuv matzah, excluding these which are not eaten for 7 days, el yom v'laila, but for 1 day and one night. Braises are brought to support each opinion. And point number three, the Gemara seeks a reason why challah satoda rikike nazir, the loaves of the toda offerings and the wafers for the nazir's offering, when made to be sold in the marketplace, can be used for matzah. Rabbi answers, kol ashuk imuchi mimlach. one anticipates changing his mind vis-a-vis all the matzahs that he makes for sale. The person says to himself, if they are sold for a person's toda or nazar offering, they're sold. But if they're not sold, I'll fulfill my chiyuv for matzah with them. All right, so now we go to a simon for daf lamed ches, and our simon is related to a davar lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So chicken soup is our simon. So here goes. The exotic chicken soup served with my sasheni challah, esroging, and matzah balls was sold next to the stall that marketed toda loaves and nazir wafers, where the owner was wrapping them up to take home his matzah, since business was slow. Once again, in slow motion. The exotic chicken soup, that must be more in daf lamed ches, a davar lach. The exotic chicken soup served with maaser sheni challah, esrogim, and matzah balls, which reminds us that Rav Asi said that the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim regarding maaser sheni, whether it's mamon gavoa and patrim challah, or mamon hediot, personal property, and chayvan challah, also applies with using maaser sheni for an esrog, where the pasuk says, ulkachtem lechem, and you should take yours, and with using maaser sheni for matzah, where there's a gezer shava of lechem, lechem, connecting the lechem from challah to the lechem of lechem oni. So the exotic chicken soup served with maaser sheni challah, esrogim, and matzah balls was sold next to the stall that marketed toda loaves and nazir wafers, which reminds us two different sources were brought for why challah satoda or kikei nazir, that one made for himself cannot be used to fulfill one's chiyuv for achilas matzah. Rabbi said that the pasuk states, "Ushmartem etza matzos, and you shall safeguard the matzos, matzah mishtamer shel shem matzah." This teaches that only matzah that's guarded from becoming leavened for the sake of matzah may be used in mekayim the mitzvah, excluding those which are guarded not for the sake of the mitzvah matzah, but ushum zevach, for the sake of the offering. Rav Yosef brought the pasuk, Shivas Yamim, mitzvahs tochelu, 7 days you shall eat matzahs, matzah nechelas, Shivas Yamim. This teaches that only matzah that can be eaten for 7 days may be used for the chiyuv of matzah, excluding these which are not eaten for 7 days, but for 1 day and one night. So the exotic chicken soup served with maaser sheni challah, esrogim, and matzah balls was sold next to the stall that marketed toda loaves and nazir wafers, where the owner was wrapping them up to take home his matzah, since business was slow. Which reminds us that Rabbi explained the reason that challah satoda rikikei nazir that one intended to sell can be used to fulfill one's chiyuv for achilas matzah is that one anticipates changing his mind vis-a-vis all the matzahs he makes for sale. The person says to himself, if they're sold for a person's toda or nazir offering, they're sold. But if they're not sold, I'll fulfill my chiyuv for matzah with them. So once again, the exotic chicken soup served with maaser sheni challah, esrogim, and matzah balls was sold next to the stall that marketed toda loaves and nazir wafers, where the owner was wrapping them up to take home his matzah, since business was slow. All right, now it's time to go to a four-block back chazara. Daf Ramadal. So the simmer Daf Ramadal is a ladder, a ladder. The detective who climbed the ladder, ladder, that must be more Daf Ramadal. The detective who climbed the ladder to investigate the case of the replanted Tame Truma spotted a suspicious Yisrael walk away, which reminds us that the Daf deals primarily with Rabbi Bar Masa's question on Trumos, where it says in the Mishnah, Shesile Trumos Shenitmu Ushasalan, Trumi plants became Trame and then were replanted. Tahorim Milatame Va'asurin Mila'echol. They are tower with regard to being Matame other things, but they're prohibited to eat. He asks that if they're tower with regard to being Matame other things, why are they prohibited for a Kohen to eat? Abaya Bar Avin and Chananya Bar Avin's answer that it was forbidding the Truma to non-Kohanim, since it was decreed to prevent non-Kohanim from depriving Kohanim of their Truma by converting it into Chun through replanting, was challenged by Rabbi Bar Masna, who said that it was taught already in a different Mishnah. So the detective who climbed the ladder to investigate the case of the replanted Tamei Truma spotted a suspicious Yisrael away, while Cohen, who was supposed to be guarding his Truma, which reminds that the second answer given was that the Mishnah actually meant it was prohibited for the Kohanim to eat since they became invalid through Hesach Hadas, inattention. The Pasuk states regarding Truma Mishmeres Truma Sai, which means that the Kohanim had been given the responsibility to safeguard Truma and Kachim as well from becoming Tamei. And this requires one not to allow his attention to lapse from this guarding. Since these plants became tame, it can be assumed that the Kohen stopped guarding them against further exposure to Tuma, and therefore they became rendered invalid. Therefore, even though the Tuma is removed through the replanting, they remain invalid to eat. We have a Malchokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Hesach Hadas is a Psul Tuma, a Psul caused by the possibility of Tuma, or a Psul HaGuf, a Psul of the Truma itself. So the detective who climbed the ladder to investigate the case of the replanted Tamei Truma spotted a suspicious Yisrael walk away, while Cohen, who was supposed to be guarding his Truma, was distracted watching the Tamei Mehal Chag being placed in the mikveh. Which reminds us that Rabbi Yirmi rejected the above answer and explained that water for the Chag that became Tamei only becomes Tahor if Hishikun V'Archokach Hikdishan, when first brought into contact with the mikveh and only afterwards was Makdishan. The water being brought into contact with the water is a form of planting which removes its Tuma status. Yet, the Rabbanim were stringent and said that it's not effective for water of kachim. So here too, regarding plants of truma, we should say that ein zriya l'truma, planting in the ground, is not effective in removing the tuma of truma, since Rabban imposed a greater stringency on truma. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. The children's choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey, la la la. The children's choir singing the catchy We Can't Be Matzah song were dressed up in their rice and milk costumes, which reminds us that Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that the source that oris and dochen, rice and milk, cannot be used for matzah comes with the juxtaposition of the psukim losochalav chametz, you shall not eat chametz with it, referring to the Garden Pesach, and shivas yamin tochalav matzos, for 7 days you shall eat matzahs with it. From this juxtaposition, we learn dvarim abong de chimutz adam yotz behen yedei chobasa b'matzah. It is only with things that come to leaven when left to rise that a person fulfills his obligation to eat matzah. Yadzu elu she'im bong de chimutz el yedei sirchon. Excluded are these types of flours of oris and dochen, rice and millet, which do not come to leaven but come to spoil. So the children's choir singing the catchy We Can't Be Matzah song were dressed up in their rice and milk costumes and pouring wine, oil, and honey in some dough, which reminds us, Rav Idi Bar Avin explained that Reish Lakish's reason for saying that one is not chayiv karis for eating dough that was kneaded with wine, oil, honey instead of water in its leavened form was mishum dehavilei meperos, meperos ein machmitzin. It's because these liquids are fruit juices, and juices of fruits cannot cause a dough to leaven. Fruit juices here refers to natural juices. So the children's choir singing the catchy We Can't Be Matzah song were dressed up in their rice and milk costumes and pouring wine, oil, and honey in some dough, while the kid holding the bucket of partially fixed tevel sang the solo. Which reminds us, we learned in a brisa that grain whose restriction comes exclusively on account of the prohibition of eating chametz can create matzah, which excludes grain of tevel that is excluded not on account of the prohibition of chametz, but because of the prohibition of do not eat tevel. When the Gemara asked, why is there no prohibition of chametz as well when eating tevel? Rav Sheshes answered that this brisa reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who holds ein iser chal a iser. A prohibition cannot take effect upon a pre-existing prohibition, meaning that it was already forbidden because of tevel before the possibility of it becoming forbidden because of chametz, and therefore it cannot become chametz. Daf Lamed Vav. So the simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The poor kohen who lived in a house made of lulavim. Lulavim, that must mean one Daf Lamed Vav. The poor kohen who lived in a house made of lulavim ate his lechem oni matzahs ba'aninas, which reminds us we have different drushes from the words lechem oni. Rabbi Yossi Aglili expounds the words lechem oni to teach that matzah must be made from something that can be eaten ba'aninas, which excludes making matzah from ma'aser sheni, which cannot be eaten ba'aninas. He focuses on the pronunciation lechem oni. Rabbi Kiva learns that lechem oni means matzah must be poor man's bread, which excludes making it from dough mixed with wine, oil, or honey. He focuses on the written form ani and says from the pronunciation of oni, we can learn like Shmuel, he says lechem oni, lechem she'oni molav dvarim harbe. The Torah calls it the bread of oni because it's bread upon which we declare oni many things, referring to Sipur Yetzias Yisrael. So the poor kohen who lived in a house made of lulavim ate his lechem oni matzahs ba'aninas. After checking the box to make sure they weren't made from bikurim, which reminds us that Rabbi Yossi Gluli learned that matzah cannot be made from bikurim because the Torah states, b'kol moshvosechem tochu matzahs, in all your dwellings you shall eat matzahs, which teaches that only matzah that can be eaten in all your dwellings may be used, excluding bikurim, which cannot be eaten except in Yerushalayim. So the poor kohen who lived in a house made of lulavim ate his lechem oni matzahs ba'aninas. After checking the box to make sure they weren't made from bikurim, or as fine flour chalut and oversized ashisha. Which reminds us that it was taught in a brisa when the Torah states a matzah may resemble a poor man's bread, it excludes chalut, which is scalded bread, and ashisha. Rashi explains that scalded bread is prepared in an elegant manner with very fine flour, and ashisha is an oversized loaf, which the Miri says is ordinarily baked only for important company. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the similar Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The laser tag team, laser tag, that must be more on Daf Lamed Zayin. The laser tag team had to beat the clock and find hidden tefachic loaves in less time than it takes for Kohanim to bake the lechem upon him. Which reminds us that there's a Malchus Beisham Beisol regarding baking pasava, which initially we believe is regarding baking a thick loaf off to a tefach thick, which is learned from the lechem upon him. When Rav Yosef refused his understanding, since the lechem upon him could be baked up to a tefach thick, because there were a number of factors that help ensure it didn't become chametz, the Malchus is understood to be about pas meruba, baking a lot of loaves in the oven at the same time beyond one's Yom Tov needs. Beis Shammai forbids it because of Tirkei Yisera, whereas Beis Hillel permits it because baking a lot of loaves together improves the taste of the bread. So the laser tag team had to beat the clock and find hidden tefach thick loaves in less time than it takes for Kohanim to bake the lechem upon him. and then laser decorative designs on them, which reminds us about the concern of baking matzahs with tzrikim tzuyarim decorative designs. The concern is that women will tarry while decorating them and the dough will become chametz. One opinion is that the concern is only with professional bakers who are meticulous and take their time because they intend to sell these matzahs. Others say the concern is only with ordinary people, but professional bakers are adept, plus they have stamps that enable them to decorate quickly. So the laser tag team had to beat the clock and find hidden tefach-thick loaves in less time it takes for Kohanim to bake the lechem upon him, and then laser decorative designs on them while they were frying in pans and exempt from challah. Which reminds us of the Malkus where the loaves fried in a pan are patur from the need to separate challah. Reish Lakish says they are, since fried loaves are not considered lechem. Rabbi Yochanan holds they are chai because they are considered bread, and only loaves baked in the sun are exempt from hafrashas challah. They would also disagree in a case where bread was fried in a pan where the flame was opposite the top of the pan, since this is considered a normal way of frying for poor people who want to conserve fuel. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos Shabbos and Erev. Number 1, which daf to be Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Hesach Hadas is a psul in Tuma or a psul haguf? That's on daf Lamed Daled. Good. Number 2, which daf to be a concern with baking mutz with decorative designs because one might tarry while decorating and they'll become chametz? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 3, which daf do we learn that people that sell Chalas HaTorah Rikikei Nazir have in mind that if they can't sell them, they'll use them for the mitzvah of matzah? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 4, which daf do we learn that one does not get chorus for eating chametz that was made with wine, oil, or honey? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 5, which daf do we learn that Rav Asi says the Malkos bin Rav Mir and the Chachamim regarding whether one is chayv to separate chal from Meister Sheni also applies to the question whether one fulfills his mitzvah for an esrog and matzah from Meister Sheni? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 6, which daf do we learn that matzah cannot be made from partially tied tevel? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 7, which daf do we learn different pshatim for what we learn from Lechem Oni? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 8, which daf do we learn that matzah cannot be made from bikurim because matzah must be able to be eaten b'kol mishvos sechem? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 9, which daf do we malchus Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan whether doughs fried in pans are considered to be lechem to be chayv for a farshas challah? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. And number 10, which daf were two sources brought why chalas HaTorah Rikikei Nazir that one makes for himself cannot be used for the mitzvah of chilas matzah? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Great. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which daf were you first introduced to the concept of machal ben drosai? That's on daf Chafin Shabbos. Good. Number 2, which daf did we learn that there are certain tefillos that require a timely response? That's on daf Ches and Brachas. Good. And number 3, which daf did we discuss writing a get on an animal? That's on daf Tesvav and Erev. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.